USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The chief of the Texas school district, who has been under fire for his handling of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, broke his silence. Pete Arredondo granted an interview with the Texas Tribune over the phone with his attorney present. Officials with Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan spoke to CNN. He's one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander.
Arredondo also told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.